In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. It is very wise to listen to what our Savior wants to talk to us today about accountability. Accountability, or the harvest, the fruits, and the amount of growth which we have to keep in mind, that once we are receiving from our Lord Jesus Christ, also we should be able to give as much as we receive.
Take this away, please. Direct it the other way.
The Lord is telling us about a fruitful place where He is expecting to get a lot of fruits. He has prepared the vineyard. You know, the vineyard in our church has many symbols. Because the Lord says that I am the vine and you are the branches. And we are the branches. So He also says to us, as I consider you as part of me, and I am part of you and you are part of me, and we are all united to such an extent that you cannot differentiate the life of the branch from the life of the tree or of the vine itself. So both are so much linked together, as the vine carries the branches and it brings to it all the juice which it needs to become fruitful. And also the vine carries the branches high up so it can be exposed to the sunlight, by which it can make that all fruits and fruitful products which make them to become productive. The vine in the Bible is so clear that the Lord says every branch who gives the fruits, I will prune him. I'll prune him so he can give more fruits. The branch which does not give fruits, I will cut and throw it away in the fire. Throw it away until it dries, then it goes into the fire. All this and the story of today in the Bible, it's a parable, one of the parables of the Lord Jesus Christ, who told us, as the Lord was teaching them through parables and examples by which people can understand. Accountability. I believe that every one of us, if you are a student, if you are still studying and spending years after years, then you are really supposed to grow in your knowledge and grow in your wisdom and pass certain tests and exams so you can be allowed to sit for the other. Otherwise, you cannot progress in your studies. Every one of us is looking at what is the harvest which we get out of our hard work. So that's why the Lord Jesus today is telling us. That man, he planted a vine, he prepared everything for vineyard, everything for it to get fruits. He speaks about the honesty of those vine dressers. But also, if there is accountability about others, we have to also find accountability for ourselves. What about the ancient fathers of our church, how much they have told us that We need to spend quiet time with ourselves. It's very good if I myself judge myself before I'm judged by others. And that's what our Father, the Saints, said to us, my son, judge yourself before you are judged by others. If we keep this in our mind, I have no doubt that we shall do much better, because we are looking at how much we achieve, how much toil and work we give, how much attention and concentration we do in our lives. I would share with you a story which happened in my own life, and it may give a light about that. In Egypt, in the 50s or the 40s, we had a system of education which is 3 years of preschool, followed by 4 years of primary, 5 years of secondary. So 4, 3, and 4, and 5, it makes 12. I went into a primary school or a preschool, and it was an American school. So we learned English very well. We have been really educated very well by dedicated teachers there in that school. I started when I was 4 years of age. And we did the first 3 preschool years. And when they wanted to take us to primary school, they took us to a Catholic school. And the father there, when he interviewed us, me and my cousin, he felt that, oh, these two young boys are very, very advanced in their knowledge. They can go to primary 2, not 1. So we jumped 1 year. We jumped 1 year and we continued. We finished the primary, we went into secondary. First, second, and third year. The third year, we started to be busy in deaconship, service in the church, making all sorts of activities, hobbies. So I was waiting for the result at the end of the year. And God bless his soul, my late father was delaying to give me the result because the result was not very gratifying. It seems that I did not do good that year. Every year, every day, I asked him about the result of my final this year exam. He said to me, wait a little, it will come very soon. After a long time, he produced from his pocket a paper, the certificate. And it was full of red circles, cookies. I failed in every subject in that year. 12 subjects. You know, this kahk, they put it in the... We call it cookies, we call it what?
Donuts.
I don't think the donuts is much sweeter than that. I found a certificate, 12 subjects from top to down, red circles touch each other. I looked at it, I said, total failure. He said, okay, my son, you know, you have been going forward and so on. Don't worry, you can repeat the year and do it again. I took that certificate, and we had a balcony which is in a very quiet area on the fourth floor of the building. So I really grabbed myself there and I squatted myself in that corner. I looked at this certificate. I remember very well, I started looking at this certificate with all these cookies and weeping and weeping and weeping and saying, how come that I have a total failure? 12 subjects, all of them are failure. And I felt really grieved in my heart, but it was not long when they said, come my son, come, the family has come to discuss the results of the boys and the girls, you know. And these family gatherings can be either very good or very bad, as we know. So they started to discuss the results, and when they looked at me and said, ah, this boy, he is mentally retarded. I think this boy is better to leave academic studies and go to learn to become a mechanic. Somebody suggested a Christian car mechanic at the corner who can teach me how to inflate a tire or look at a radiator or a carburetor or this. The other said, no, maybe plumbing is better for him. Mr. Girgis has a plumbing shop. He knows how to fix a tap or something like that. I was sitting there and I would say to them or in myself, I think they are right. I think they are speaking from their own understanding, but they don't know what's happening inside me. But God bless him, my late father was defending me, saying to them, hey, lady, what about your daughter? What she's going to be? Oh, my daughter is going to be a great, magnificent doctor. He said to her, my son is not less than that. Then the other one, hey, what about your son? My son will be a great engineer. He said to them, my son will not be less than that. Why are you talking about my son that he's mentally retarded? He said, no, let him start working now and even earning some money to help you financially. That gathering has really helped me very much. Some of you may say that it has destroyed me, but really I went back to my corner again. I sweated again. I remember that very well. And I really put myself in the hand of God. I said, God, please enlighten me. How come that I come to a total failure like that? I kept praying. Then I looked at the certificate again, and again, and again. And I found that I failed in every subject on only half mark or one mark maximum, 1.5. Because I have so much failures of half mark or so, then they cannot help me by giving me a little assistance to make me pass. What next? Next is, why did I go into such failure which never happened before? And I revised myself. Am I really mentally retarded? Another one, it's good to analyze the situation. It's very good to... One part of our accountability towards ourselves and others is to analyze the situation. No, I don't deserve to be said that I'm mentally retarded. Because I did 3 preschool and only 3 out of 4 primary. This means that I have jumped 1 year. So I'm ahead, I'm advanced 1 year than other colleagues of mine. Then I am ahead, so nobody can claim and saying that I am dumb and useless and hopeless. But I think these are human beings who are trying to comment whatever they like, irrespective of reality. This is one thing, and the other thing I said, why? Yes, I did not concentrate enough. I discovered that year, with all activities here and there, we did not concentrate enough. So I decided and saying that it's a matter of time and concentration, and I will prove myself, God's willing. Anyhow, a few days later they said, let us go to the beach, to Alexandria. It's very hot here. I said, okay, you go, leave me alone. I kissed the hand of my father and I said to him, please allow me to stay alone. He said, who can feed you? You are too young. I said, don't worry at all. There is a restaurant of tamia and food here and I can take care about myself. Just leave me some little money and I'm going to take care about myself. And the house became very quiet and I did revise my books very well. And I found that it was very easy, and truly it is, it's a matter of concentration. Why should others judge us while we can judge ourselves first? And that's what the saint said. Judge yourself, my son, before you are judged by others. I did study very well, and in the summer exam, I booked myself for all the subjects to sit again in those subjects. And I sat there While some people try to come and help me, I am in need of any help, but I consider this is not honesty. And I did very well and I passed this exam. I passed to the amazement of everybody. Oh, this boy who failed in all the subjects, did he pass them? Oh, anyhow, let it go. It was 2 years later when we finished high school, and when they come to ask about our grades, and when they got to know that I am the one who gets about 80%, that time it was marvelous. And when they said to me, oh, is it true that you got some 80%? I said, yes. They said, what faculty are you going to go to? I was very, very much proud of myself. I boasted and said, medicine forever, for sure. You know what they said? He will enter medicine, but he will never be able to finish it. So, that gave me a push. I can assure you, every time when the people comment such comments, if we believe in God, if we trust in God, if we are really honest with ourselves, analyzing and ourselves and knowing our accountability, be sure that the Lord will help you. Thanks to God, since that time, I never failed in my life. I finished the Faculty of Medicine, I did more higher studies, and later I made my doctorate in mission in California. And what the people say, let them say, but what the Lord would give us according to the honesty of our hearts and our accountability. We are accountable, all of us. You are accountable towards your husband, towards your wife, you are accountable towards your children, you are accountable towards your immediate people around you. You are accountable to your church, you are accountable to your body, you are accountable to your health. That's why we are accountable also to what we eat and what we drink. If we know that anything which is harmful to us, we should not touch it. And it is good enough to look at some of the drinks or the things which people are taking now very commonly, because God has given us ability to put in our body anything. We just buy things and just dump it in our mouth and it goes into our circulation. We are accountable to all this. The Lord, when he came and found these vine dressers, are not honest at all, and they are trying to take for their own selves, he has to take the responsibility away from them and give it to others. I believe in Canada here and the other Western countries, there is something called foster parents or foster houses. If they discover that somebody is not giving enough attention to those who are in his care, they would take it from him and put it to another foster. Foster means somebody else who can do it. But why don't we do it ourselves? And I become the parent, I become the foster, and I become the guard, I become the father, I become the mother, I become everything. And God will help me into all that. Now the Lord wants to tell us about accountability. And when he said about the accountability, even when he sent his son, they killed him. But it does not mean that that is the end of it. The Lord comes himself and says, he will take away from them that responsibility and give it to others. And that's what the Lord has done. The responsibility from the old priesthood of the Old Testament has been taken away, because it was the responsibility or the priesthood of the worthy, the priesthood of the outside, the priesthood of the law, the priesthood of the authority in the church or in the temple of God without real giving and sacrificial love. And he gave it to the New Testament priesthood, which is the Father thing, which is very, very kind, which is very merciful, which is caring, and which is making the servant of the church to really become a priest. Our church does not have a hierarchy which is bossing the hierarchy. I'm sure that you have felt that. In some other churches, their hierarchy is like the army. the big general and under him this and that and that. But our church looks at the hierarchy in the church in this form. The deacon is a servant of the people because he is a servant. And the priest is a servant of the deacons and the people. The bishop is a servant of the priests, the deacons and the people. And the pope is a servant of the bishops and the priests and the deacons and the people. So there is a pyramid of hierarchy, yes. But that pyramid is so loving and so caring and so shepherding that it looks at those who are within our responsibility to become within our great love and heart. You know that the Lord Jesus did that when, before he goes to the sit on the table of the Last Supper, and he breaks the bread and say, "This is my body." Before he takes the chalice and he say, "This is my blood," he said in the same chapter of John 13, you read it, he sat on the floor and he brought the water into a bowl or a basin and he washed the feet of his disciples. That was the last practical lesson the Lord has given to his disciples. And he told them, "Yes, I am the master, I am the Lord, I am the teacher. Yes, indeed, I should not have done that. But because I wanted to teach you the greatest lesson on the sacrificial love, the agape love. In the agape love, we wash the feet of others. In the agape love, we cut for them our bread. In the agape love, we win others. As St. Paul today was saying, I win for any case, everybody, so I can bring them to Christ. I became for the ignorant and ignorant. I became for the Jew as a Jew. I became for the Gentile as Gentile. I became for everybody, everything. All is to win others." Today, the message of the Lord is accountability. Let us keep it in mind. You have to find time in your busy schedule to sit with yourself and have accountability and know where are you. And before you are judged by others, believe me, you will not be judged at all if you judge your own self first. And you will be truly within the body of Christ and the New Testament, which he said that he took from them the vineyard and gave it to other people who are very honest. Thanks to God that we are in the New Testament church, in that apostolic, Greek apostolic Coptic Orthodox church, which for 2,000 years, the church has been shepherding its people in the most difficult circumstances. They endured all sorts of harassment and persecution, and they endured all sorts of attacks and martyrdom and pains and sufferings, and the people who were paying very high taxes. But within all this, the church prevailed. With the difficult circumstances, the people, the shepherdhood of the church has kept the leadership of the church through the Spirit of God up to moving the mountain when there is a challenge that their faith will be considered fake if they cannot move the mountain. And the leadership of the church, with all the people and the servants and everybody, fasted and prayed for 3 days and 3 nights, and the mountain moved, and the church and the faith in Egypt was saved. That is the real vine dressers of our vine who are taking care about us and praying for us. And like the candles which is melting every day to lighten for us the way, who takes care about our daughters and sons and make us all to be according to our heart. May the Lord give us all to be accountable and to judge ourselves before we are judged by others, and to look for all what those who are in our care, being a mother or a father, being a teacher or a Sunday school teacher, being a youth leader or being a priest or a bishop or pope. Here we are. We are all in the body of Christ, and the body of Christ is inside us, and his blood is running inside us to teach us agape, to teach us sacrifice, and teach us love until we meet him again on the clouds. Glory be to God now forevermore. Amen.